underground preacher to the underground church. We are living perilous times. And this is not a time to be a chicken. Chaboy, chaboy, chaboy. No. And it's neither the time to be a sheep. Bah, no. It's a time to be a lion like me, you know? You know, it's a lion to be like myself. Hear me roar. Meow. You know? But no. No. All jokes aside, it is time to be a lion. It is time to be a warrior. So I'm calling for the end time warriors. End time warriors. End times warriors. Arise. Arise and roar like lions. Roar till the earth quakes. Fly and soar like eagles. Soar until the storm howls. And when the enemy comes in like a flower, stand and fight as one. And when the storm rises, fly through it and mount higher. Yeah, we might lose a battle or two. Yeah, we might share a drop or two. But at the end, we will rest assured. We will win the war. Did you know that in the ancient book of Joshua, that is referred to in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18, and also Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. It is said that Judah was so powerful that when he roared, the earth quaked. He was more powerful than all his brothers combined. That is the power of Holy Spirit. And when you read the Bible, you will see that Simeon and Levi, they kill the male of the city, the entire city, all in one night. The Bible does not describe how powerful and strong the children of Israel were because of the power of the Holy Spirit. But the Bible did tell us about Samson. How strong and mighty he was. But Samson was nothing compared to the 12 children of Israel. They were mighty and strong and powerful because the Holy Spirit was strong in them. So I'm calling you. I'm praying that same might of Holy Spirit over you, church. That you wake up as warriors. Like Israel and his children. That he goes even further to a point that we have never heard before. Roar like lions. Arise, warriors, arise. And know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he was able to do it then, he can do it now and even more. Believe it. Embrace it. Claim it. That is who you are. God is not God of the wimps. He's the God of the mighty, of the strong. When you read the Bible, he demonstrates the power of his people when his spirit came over them. There was no way to stop them. That is how we must march. We are serving the living God, the most high and powerful God. So let us march as such, as an army, standing, believing it, and fight as one. Love is not for the weak. Love is for the strong and mighty. Stand for love. Stand for righteousness. Stand for the light. Because the world needs it more than ever before. So shine your light. Stand in love, in truth and righteousness. Be a warrior of light. And show them that when the light shines, the darkness sways.
Underground Preacher, reaching out to the underground church. I'm out.